Welcome back unofficially. Caitlin Parkey with 16. Whitney Clampett with 14. Carson Keithley with 10. Hannah Jones with 5. Micah Clark with 2. Molly Evans leads Marshall with 10. 6 for Crawford and Hare and Tobin. A 3 ball for Acalon. A 6-2 player has not been a factor. Colbert with just 2 and Walton with 2. Jellicante's ball to start the fourth quarter, leading 47-35. Lobs it in to Leatherman, who posted up but couldn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Marshall. Jellicante with a 12-point lead. Opening minute of the fourth quarter. Right wing, Molly Evans. Loses it, tried to do a little bit too much. Evans knows they're behind, knows she's the go-to player, and is a little frustrated. Whitney Clampett goes coast to coast and knocks it in. Sometimes your star player can try to do too much out of frustration. Tobin goes right wing to Acalon, the freshman. Back up top to Tobin. They go baseline now to Hare. Hare's shot doesn't fall. Haley Jones with a nice board. Jellicante still leading 49-35 now, a 14-point lead. Micah Clark tries to save him going out of bounds, or from going back court, does so. Molly Evans comes up with the ball. Clark is on the floor. Evans trips over her, and Clark is going to be called for the foul. Both players appear to be fine, but it looks like Evans is getting a little tired and sore. She's taking a beating down there. First foul on Micah Clark, third team foul on Chillicothe. Tobin, 3 ball. No, off the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Nice rebound by Acalon. Fires it outside, and they set it up again. Acalon, left wing. Flips it to Hare. Hare, 3 ball. No. Rebound, Hannah Jones. Fires it down court to Whitney Clampett. Half court pass. Clampett puts it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. Fires it out. Micah Clark, 3 ball. No, off the glass. Doesn't get it to fall. So Clampett missed the deuce. Got the rebound. Fired it out to Clark. She missed the tray. Parkey and Keithley set to check in. K-Bob and Double K, the K-Club, will be hitting the floor at the next whistle. 3 ball right wing uncontested. Doesn't get it to fall. Acalon, 1 of 6 from the outside now. The freshman. She's just a little wisp of a thing, but she can fire it out there. She's kind of like a Carson Keithley, about Carson's size. But likes to shoot from out there. That shot will come. She's just a freshman playing on varsity. 49-35, 6:06 left to play. Chillicothe Lady Hornets with the lead. Parkey, right side, dribbles inside once, kicks it out to Jones. Hannah Jones doesn't get the shot to fall. Rebound lost out of bounds, and the Sid Chillicothe touched it last. So Marshall looking to get back into the game. Chillicothe's biggest lead of the game right now, a 14-point margin, 5:50 left to play. Evans across the timeline. Hannah Jones working on defense against her. And Evans goes full circle and gets the pass back. A lot of work for a 2-foot pass. Evans, double team now. Parkey, a blocking foul. And now Coach Darren Smith is a little unhappy about that. And if that's on Parkey, that's 4 on her. She's been hot from the outside. I have her with 16 points, 4 of 5 from the outside. Up top, Acalon. Goes right wing to Tobin, or check it, that is Hare. Hare doesn't get the 3 ball. Leatherman with a nice aggressive rebound. To Hannah Jones, cross the timeline, over to Parkey, left wing Trey. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Evans with a rebound for Marshall. Parkey 4 of 6 from the perimeter now for the second straight night, or second straight game. Hannah Jones tried to pick the pocket. Actually, it was Evans which lost the ball. Hannah Jones tried for it. It ended up going out of bounds off of Marshall. Keithley up top to Jones. Right wing to Parkey. Feet inside to Clampett. Clampett off the glass. Leatherman the rebound. She was hacked. And she'll go to the line. Maggie Leatherman in the act of shooting will go to the line after the rebound. Off of the missed Whitney Clampett shot. Second foul on Alyssa Acalon. Leatherman at the line. Girls through her routine. Chillicothe leading by 14. First one off the front of the rim, no good for Maggie. Gets a grin, gets pats on the back from her fellow four teammates, and will try again here. Mom and Dad sitting just a couple of rows in front of me. Oh, that one off the back of the rim. First one off the front, that one off the back. And Marshall with a rebound. Tobin sends it down court to Aquilon. Back to Tobin, up top now to Evans with 4:45 left to play. Feed to the free throw line to Hare. Hare stops, pops off the glass. Leatherman the rebound, outlet pass down to Carson Keithley. Puts it up, gets it to fall. Count the bucket and one coming up. Carson Keithley, the fearless double K.
Checking in for Marshall, Taylor Crawford.
She's got a dozen. That was the third foul on Molly Evans. Leatherman comes out. Haley Jones checks in. Marshall pulls Hare out for a fresh pair of legs inside. And Keithley, one of two at the free throw line, is now two of three. Keithley turns a three-point trick. And it's 52-35, Chillicothe, 4:28 left to play in the ball game. Lady Hornets by 17. Emily Tobin up top to Aquilon for Marshall. They lob it inside the 6'2 player, puts it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound and stick back by Crawford. I think Haley Jones may have partially blocked that shot. Crawford picked it up, put it in for their first points this quarter. 15-point lead for Chillicothe midway through the fourth quarter. Keithley, left wing. Drives inside, tries to leave it for Clampett. Ends up being a turnover. Oh, there's a couple of steps you missed. The shot didn't fall anyway for Colbert. Chillicothe the rebound, leading 52-37, 3:33 left to play. Chillicothe Lady Hornets looking for win number 15 tonight, which midway through the season would put them, I think, ninth in most wins in a season. And we're halfway through. Clampett in the paint, doesn't want to shoot. Over top of the Michaela Colbert. Gives it to Parkey, who's sliding down the baseline, and then Parkey's shot is still blocked by Colbert. She's been a presence on defense, hasn't really had a lot of opportunities on offense. And there's Parkey with the denial on the freshman Crawford. Down court, Jones gives it to Clampett, and that's money in the bank. Whitney Clampett deposits a deuce into the net, and she's got 18 unofficially. And timeout on the court. 54-37. Chillicothe with the lead. Marshall wants to talk about it. Chillicothe fans rocking out to Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. All right. Marshall wanted to talk about a few things. 54-37. Chillicothe with a 17-point lead with 2:42 left to play. Marshall inbounds it. Molly Evans, who's, boy, she just looks like she's been in a battle tonight. Does a nice crossover dribble. Parkey there for, wow. Parkey there on the low post left defense, so she goes around her. Hannah Jones slides over on low post right, but
Molly Evans
finally gets the hacking call that she's been pleading for all night long. Second foul on Haley Jones. And now Evans with a miss. She is now 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Looks up at the ceiling, pivots for a moment, see if she can get the second one. Second one is in, makes one out of two. She's got 11 to lead her team. And a 16-point lead for Chillicothe, 2:25 left to play. Jones inside to Clampett. Clampett fed Parkey on the baseline, and Parkey lost it out of bounds. 2:18 and counting. Left in the game, 54-38, Chillicothe leading by 16. Molly Evans wheels, deals. Good defense by Hannah Jones there. Has to leave it for Emily Tobin, and Tobin has her first deuce to go with a couple of second quarter trays. And it's a 14-point lead for Chillicothe. A minute 54 left to play. Good timeout for Marshall. They've got back-to-back points there. Haley Jones, a 12-foot baseline, doesn't get it to fall. Clampett, the rebound and the stick back. Whitney Clampett can play inside. It looks so easy. She makes it look so easy. Good rebound and stick back for Witt. Tobin, right wing, gives it inside to Walton. Back to Tobin, and foul on the floor. See which one of the Hornet players this will be on. That is on Whitney Clampett, her first. 20 points and one foul. That's a pretty good night's work. It's on the floor, sixth team foul, so they will inbound it, Marshall will. Molly Evans looks to get it in. They get it in to the tall freshman. She fires it back to an unsuspecting Evans. Evans works a dribble magic, fires it out. Three ball doesn't work for Tobin on the left wing. Chillicothe's rebound in the corner. And Hannah Jones will cross the timeline with a right-handed dribble and a minute 7 left to play with a 16-point lead. Jones up top. Left side to Keithley. In the corner to Haley Jones. Back to Carson Keithley up top. Hannah Jones around the horn they go. Feed inside to Clampett. Fires it back out. Keithley looks off a tray, goes over to Parkey. Three ball for Parkey, and she'll get three shots at the line. And she was bumped by senior Brianna Bellamy. That'll be Bellamy's first. Eighth team foul. Parkey with three chances. Two of two in the second quarter for K-Bob. She's got unofficially 16 points in my book. And we got some fresh younger players ready to check in. First one is in for Parkey. 17-point lead. Number two is in. An 18-point lead. Mammon, Campbell, Clark, Reeder, and Lamer will check in for Parkey. 58-40. 44 seconds left to play. Parkey. Pretty good free throw shooter. Did I jinx her? No! She's got 19, 5 of 5 at the line, and Parkey with 19, and it's a 19-point lead. So the second 5 in there for Chillicothe. Marshall across the timeline. Evans working against Jalen Reeder. Right side now to Akalon. Up top to Walton. Circle left now to Evans. Up top, Akalon. Right side to Walton. Feed inside, doesn't get it to fall. Bellamy, rebound, lost out of bounds by hustling Randy Mammon. So there's several players dressed out there on the bench that I don't think have gotten in yet for Marshall, but they stick with their normal seven-player rotation. Feed in the paint, doesn't get it to fall for Crawford. Chillicothe the rebound, Mammon across the timeline with 10. Wants to go to the hole, instead circles back to the wing, pulls up the dribble up top to Jalen Reeder with 3-2. Clark shoots at the buzzer, doesn't get the three ball to fall from NBA Trey. And your final score, Chillicothe 59, Marshall 40. Chillicothe wins by 19. And we're back with the postgame show next on KCHI.